Irish minister drops plans for hate speech laws. Wonderful, excellent, thank you. Shouldn't have ever been attempted in the first place, but anyway, let's get into the article. You know what? I'm having fun, so I'm just going to keep saying it until I get told to stop. Have you been in an accident that wasn't your fault? Well then, you could be entitled to compensation. Nobody likes getting lowballed and given the runaround while at their lowest. And I know what it's like to be left stressed out of my mind and buried in paperwork while trying to keep a case moving forward. It is very, very hard. There must be an easier way. Well, Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, is there to streamline the entire process so that you can keep up with everything from your smartphone if you become their client. All you have to do to get started is answer a few questions, and then Morgan & Morgan will get the ball rolling with a free case evaluation. And from there, a crack team picked from a roster of over 1,000 lawyers across all 50 US states will take care of the rest. And if having a team of lawyers, paralegals, and investigators isn't enough, then 24/7 support is available for more than 6 cohorts of support staff, or almost 4,000 if you're not Rome-pilled. Point is, there will always be someone on hand to answer any questions that you might have. And with this much manpower at their disposal, you can be sure that Morgan & Morgan will be able to fight for the best result possible, having already recovered over $20 billion for more than 3 million clients. But if Morgan & Morgan is not able to win your case, then the fee is completely free. So, if you've been seriously injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan by going to forthepeople.com/Count Dankula or clicking the link down in the description to get started on your claim. The Republic of Ireland's Minister for Justice has confirmed that she has dropped plans to introduce new hate speech laws. How kind of you to not violate people's human rights. You deserve a nice little pat on the back for that, for being someone from the government doing what the government is supposed to do, protect the human rights of your citizenry. However, you're not doing that and you want to arrest grannies for posting spicy things on Facebook. Helen McEntee said that she would still include the hate crime element in new proposed legislation. Oh well. There goes that then. She will introduce committee stage amendments to the Criminal Justice, Incitement to Violence or Hatred and Hate Offences Bill 2022. The bill is currently at its third stage before Sinead Éireann, upper house of the Irish Parliament, when it is examined section by section and amendments can be made. Now, if the Irish government is anything like the Scottish government, what happens is they try and calm everyone down by going, oh, don't worry, it goes to a review process where everybody talks about it, and then the bill just goes through as is. The review process is a joke. See the way it was originally written? They sometimes include things that they plan to take out anyway, and they go, oh, but look, we removed these two things, but that's why those two things were in there. They were in there to be removed, so that when the bill goes through in the way that they originally intended, it looks like, oh, that's too harsh, let's remove that. It looks like, basically, they actually did review the bill. That's the only reason it's in there. McEntee told Irish broadcaster RTE that in order to bring forward new hate speech legislation, we need a consensus. We don't have that at the moment, she said, because people don't want this. The citizenry do not want this. See, in Ireland, how about you fix the fucking housing problem? How about you fix the fact that one out of every 5 people in Ireland right now were not born there? Why don't you fix that? Why don't you fix the poverty? The fact that Irish people cannot get housing. Rent is through the fucking roof. Owning a house? Never fucking mind. Maybe if you win the lottery. Right? There are more pertinent things to worry about than people saying spicy things on Facebook. Right? The people of Ireland are not having a fucking great time. They're not having a great time right now. And people saying mean stuff online has nothing to do with it, right? People are in a dire situation. Stop wasting your time on this dumb shit that just violates people's human rights. However, she said she was adamant that hate crime legislation will be enacted. She is so desperate to violate your human rights. You're saying mean things that I do not like, and you should go to jail for 1 million billion years. But I don't have a house. Shut up, racist. Like, fucking, it's a joke. She said the message would be sent that if you attack a person, commit a crime against a person or a group of people simply because of who they are, the colour of their skin, where they have come from, that will be a tougher sentence, a harsher sentence at the end of the day, also known as privilege. You're making those people into privileged classes. We've been over this like 100 times. Now, let's go through this again. If you attack a person, yeah, absolutely. If you physically attack a person, you should be arrested. Commit a crime against a person or a group of people, well, that sort of depends what it is. If it's saying something, then absolutely not. But if you mean like robbing them, assaulting them, you know, stealing their property, damaging their property or something like that, then yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you should be in trouble for that. Simply because of who they are, that shouldn't be a factor. That shouldn't be a factor. I know sometimes the reason behind a crime should be taken into consideration when it comes to sentencing. Like, an example that I like to give is if a guy murders someone and the judge goes, "Why did you do that?" And he would say, "Oh, he sexually assaulted my 12-year-old daughter." If I was the judge, I would go, "Charges dropped." And I'm getting like, basically, that would be taken into consideration in the sentencing, where basically, okay, there were very extenuating circumstances that drove you to doing what you did, so that should be factored into the consideration of the sentencing. However, free that man, right? But however, if a guy turns around and goes, "Oh, I just fucking love killing, I have problems, oh, I love killing," that's when, okay, very harsh sentence, this man cannot be allowed out. Like, that type of thing. Yeah, the reason behind the crime should be considered when it comes to sentencing. Yeah, I grant you that. However, when it's a dumb thing like this, then I don't care. Where they have come from, imagine being from a country where you're not allowed to punch Belgians. Fucking fake-ass country. People fucking moan about that all the time. Really, name one Belgian. That's right, you can't. I've just read that part. There has been a huge amount of debate over the bill. Yes, because I would like there to be a huge amount of debate over them deciding whether or not to violate people's human rights. Only people might say the saucy, spicy little thing that might make people punch other people and blah, 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 and everything. Well, then you've got a deep-rooted problem and speech is not a part of it. Right, why are people so easy to spring to violence over words like this? Is there a problem with the people? Is there certain cultural issues going on right now? There is. Maybe it's them that need to be addressed. Instead of, "Oh, do people have problems?" Oh, what we're going to do instead of fixing the problems is we're going to make it illegal for people to complain about the problems. There we go. Basically, see hate speech laws? It's the equivalent of the government just putting plugs in their ears. That's it. It solves no fucking issue. It's just a massive burden on the taxpayer, and people can't actually air their grievances against the state if any of those grievances have anything to do with migrants. Of which there are many grievances. Although, I don't need to explain that to you. Senator Michael McDowell said he welcomed the changes being made to the bill. I think the bill should be scrapped in its entirety. I very much welcome the opposition in the Sinead, I don't know, Irish Gaelic escapes me, has caused the government to rethink the matter and government backbenchers to put pressure on the government to see sense on the matter, he says, and the sense should be do not pass the fucking bill. The government's job is to keep people safe and enforce their human rights. By taking away their human rights, it's the government doing the opposite of what it was originally intended for. Which means if the government keeps doing that, then we just shouldn't have a fucking government. If it takes away one human right, what's to stop it from taking away another? Like, your right to life. What's to stop the government just saying, "Oh, we should just be able to kill people"? People don't get, "Oh, but don't worry, it'll go through a process where it's reviewed by other people in the parliament and they decide what little parts of the bill to take out." The bill's going through, but they get to decide what little part. What are you going to do about it? Because the people can't vote on it. People can't vote on it. Everybody says we live in a democracy. When was the last time you had a choice in any law that get passed? That little, what, you mean that little stupid bit in the website that's hidden, tucked away somewhere where you can submit your thoughts on the law and then the government can say, "We've received all of your thoughts and opinions through the portal." We didn't read a single one of them, but don't worry, we're taking them into consideration. No, we are not. Right, and that's a little fake thing to make you feel like you had a say. Basically, whatever bill gets put forward, it is getting put through. They might put a little few fake paragraphs in there with this explicit intention of removing them anyway to make it look like they reviewed the bill, but that bill is going through. There's nothing that you can do about it. And then what are you going to do next time? Oh, 4 years from now, I'm going to vote in an MP, and then what's going to happen? Nothing. That bill's going to stay in there. Because see, as soon as they're in power and they have your vote, that's it. They go in and they fuck everything up like the other million people that went in before them. That's how democracy works. They lie to you until they get your vote, and then they go in there and do whatever the fuck they want. And then you go, "Oh, it's okay, we'll vote again," and then the next guy will fucking fuck off. Right, it doesn't work. The system does not fucking work. fucking hate democracy. Sinn Féin had called for the bill to be scrapped, unusual for Sinn Féin, although Sinn Féin politicians had voted in favour of it in the deal, lower house of Irish Parliament, last April. RTE reported that Sinn Féin finance spokesman Piers Doherty said that they had not supported that the bill in the Sinead, and had voted against it in June. We had raised serious concerns with this legislation right through the process and had tabled a number of amendments, he said. Mr Doherty said it was time to stop the farce of the bill. Good. Speaking at the Fine Gael Small Business and Enterprise Conference in Athlone on Sunday, Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Pascal Donohoe, said the Irish government has always made very clear our views regarding the distress that some particular forms of language can cause. So basically, you're making it illegal for people to feel a certain way. You're trying to control emotions, what people feel. And that's something that we've discussed in comedy for a long time. I could go on stage and tell a "why did the chicken cross the road" joke, and there will be someone in the crowd who would be offended, probably a fucking vegan, right? That's why you have no control over what people may or may not find offensive, right? Everyone's different. And basically, if you've got 100 people in a room, you've got about 150 different opinions, right? And you're trying to manage and regulate that. Right, you've no control over what people will find offensive. And the more and more things that you ban, you'll find another group of people who find another thing offensive, and then you make that illegal and make that illegal, and then the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, until nobody's allowed to do fucking anything. You probably just outlaw existing by that point because some little fucking blue hair finds it offensive. In fact, a lot of them do. That's why they're always mothering babies. However, he said that parts of the bill had not the consensus and agreement that is needed is such an important piece of legislation. Basically, I say put it to a vote to the public. Watch what happens. But you would never do that with any of your laws because you know that none of them would get through. Because the population don't fucking want them. He said that the Irish government's efforts to look at what is happening in social media, our efforts to regulate that better, are a clear sign of our effort to deal with the effect that language and incitement can have on behaviour and threats within our society. It's a lot of shit, you're just trying to violate human rights. Right, and I've said this many, many times before because we've seen it in literally every single country that comes after speech, that they start with the racism and, oh, we need to be a cohesive society. We all need to work together for the greater good and blah, blah, blah. And then what happens is those laws stop being enforced and they morph into do not criticise the government. That has happened in 100% of cases where this has been tried, right? Happened in Vietnam, happened in Cambodia, happened in China, happened in Russia, happened in Germany, happened in all of those places, happened everywhere. Happened in every single one. It started with, we need a nice cohesive society, and then eventually morphed into, you can't criticise the government, get in the van. In every single country where it started. Every single place. But, hey-ho, don't listen to me, what do I fucking know?